Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Well, it's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy. Come to the Friend Zone and have a good time. Yes, it's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time.
Welcome to the Friend Zone, everybody. It's a whenever you're listening, this Friend Zone is happening in the morning for your pals, Timbo and Guy. We've both just woken up, but we're in different places. Where are you, Guy?
Oh, I'm in Redfern, Sydney, Australia.
That was a good yawn. You're really selling the theatre of what we're trying to create here at Friend Zone Enterprises.
It's not theatre, mate. This is real life unspooling into your very ears. Mm. I'm staying in a studio, so my management in Australia, Junkyard Management, they've got an office, and half of the office is like a studio apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been sleeping in here, really disrupting the workflow.
Oh, I see.
Not because I'm sleeping here, but when everyone's working here, I'm also working just at the couch.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll get these real crazy bursts of energy where people need to acknowledge me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not used to being in an office environment, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I'll start walking around asking if anyone wants to give me a compliment.
Okay, how's that received?
I feel like I did with my sisters. I feel like they laugh in spite of themselves. If they could control themselves better, they'd be fucked off and tell me to go away. But because I do it in quite a sort of silly and charming way, they go, oh, fuck off! But you know they're laughing when they're saying it, so yeah. It's not real.
Quite a disarming sort of approach to being a nuisance.
Exactly. It's sort of, and it was like one of my favorite things to do. That was one of my challenges when I was younger, is like try and get like mum to, when mum would get cross, I'd try and make her laugh so hard at the same time that like she'd be laughing between yelling or telling me off. That was what I'd want to achieve.
It's good.
Yeah, man. And so
now you're making a bloody career out of it, you buffoon. Look at you.
I guess. But yeah, so 7:39 a.m. I woke up at 7:29 a.m. That's what's going on with me. I'm in trackies and a t-shirt. At the end of this, I'm going to get a coffee and start the day in earnest. It's quite nice waking up with you.
Oh, that's sweet.
How are you?
I'm all right. It's good to be talking to you. It's been one of those 24-hour periods where it's like, hey, here's some bad news, and then here's some more, and then here is just a little bit more. None of it too serious, but just one of those things where you get a few setbacks all at once, and you go, oh, bloody hell.
That's awful. Do you want to talk about any of it?
Yeah, sure. I will run you through what they were, eh? Do you want to know?
Go for it. Yeah.
Running the first one you know about, which is a lovely comedy show that I've been running, which I mentioned on the last Friend Zone called Hump. Unfortunately,
yeah.
Their venue is ceasing to exist at the end of this month, so that's going away, which is a pity because in spite of all the hard work, I've really enjoyed putting on those shows. They've been bloody good fun. It's good having a regular stand-up every week that you know you can look forward to doing some jokes at. So that's
keep the momentum alive, brother.
But there it's hard. This in lieu of a show that you got to pull finger for, it's a hard thing to do. And then I thought I had another gig stacked up that was going to be starting as well, another different weekly, and I found out that that's unfortunately not going to happen. And then there's a little TV show in the works, which people were fairly confident was going to happen, that I've just received an email is not going ahead. And the reason it's not going ahead is because they asked for too much money, which is what I heavily suspected when someone else who was in charge of all of the paperworky stuff put the paperworky stuff in. So, bloody triple header. But the important thing is, Guy, I have you and I have my friends. And we've got
our
beautiful friend zone that we built together.
I am sorry for these setbacks.
Thanks,
minor mate. Frustrations all... That budget thing, doesn't that seem odd? Can't you just say, yeah, you got us, we don't actually... Like, isn't that part of a negotiation?
Nah, because it's one of those things where it's like a funding round, so some other stuff got greenlit instead of our thing, and upon closer examination and poking, it turns out it was because they asked for too much money, which, you know, I could have told them. But c'est la vie, as Tom Furness would say that the French say.
That's what he would say. Well, then, you know, what better time to turn to the loving correspondent of our friends?
Mm, absolutely. Would you like to kick
double
off?
Double arm. Yeah, I will. This is a lovely wee message received on the 6th of September. Over on the Facebook here, I'm looking at catching up with the correspondence until we're in real time here.
Fuck off.
I just wanted to share that this popped up in my Goodreads feed, and I can only assume that somehow it's your fault. Maybe a worst idea book club? I hope you boys are having a blast in London. And the screen cap is Goodreads recommending for our friend Colleen, Is There Still Sex in the City by Candace Bushnell. A frank, entertaining recount of what life is like or can be like for women in middle age. Hopeful and inspiring. That review by Lindsay, who is a Goodreads user.
I should read that.
Yeah, you have been wondering about the sort of the life course of middle-aged women in New York, and I mean, beyond watching a movie repeatedly, it could be a nice way to break into some fresh perspectives.
Yeah, particularly sort of the sexual habits of middle-aged women. That's always been a very clear passion of mine, which anyone who's met, we will know.
Yeah, I can barely get a conversation going with you without you derailing it into your lecherous mind.
Mm. Good word. Hey, the heart wants what the heart wants, and in my case, 60-year-old vagina, please. That's
okay.
A bit much.
Yeah, that was quite a lot.
Even as I was saying it, that landed very poorly with me. All right, look, here's an email from Hamish. And the subject line contains a word that I'm not sure if I'll pronounce, pronounce correctly. Worst idea of all time, a Wallacean perspective?
I don't know. Sounds good to me.
Maybe Wallace and Gromit, that sort of thing. Dear Tim and Guy, you may have heard of the novel Infinite Jest by David Foster Wallace. I'll just take a break. Have you read that, Guy?
You better believe I have read exactly one third of that book two times.
Is it? Because it's one of those ones that I definitely have on my list to read, but then it seems like such a quintessential book for a 30-year-old comedian to read that it's like embarrassing to admit that.
Nah, look, man. You can't get swept up in the, your understanding of what perspective is and what books you read. This is, people do reading all wrong. So many people are reading reading for points or reading for like reasons beyond entertainment. If you want to just literally read whatever book you want to read, who gives a fuck what anyone says?
Yeah, fuck it on you, Monty. True voice of reason on this podcast.
People don't read for entertainment. They read out of obligation. They think that they have to do it to impress someone, but no one cares what you do. No one is watching you. So read John Grisham, for all you care. Just pick up a goddamn book, see what happens.
Ah, that's wonderful. So I'll continue with the email. It's a difficult book to describe, but it can loosely be summed up as 1,000 pages of complexly interwoven narratives exploring themes of entertainment, cycles, and addiction, in parentheses, plus 100 pages of footnotes. Note that these themes are also significantly present in The Worst Idea of All Time. I bring this to your attention because there's a scene about two-thirds through Infinite Jest, which bears a striking parallel to your own podcast. Between pages 541 and 547, the character Hugh Steepley, that's a good name, a drag-wearing undercover agent, tells Marthy?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we'll go with that. A wheelchair-bound Quebec terrorist? Quebecos?
Quebecois.
That's an interesting looking word.
Quebec is the French portion of Canada.
Got that. And how do you say the people from there? Quebecois.
Quebecois
terrorist. About how his father would obsessively watch the show MASH over and over. A show which, much like Grown Ups 2, Sex and the City and We Are Your Friends, quote, wasn't even all that consuming in entertainment. What follows are several quotes from this section of Infinite Jest with commentary on parallels to The Worst Idea. Parentheses, Steepley's father started developing his habit of quoting little scenes and lines from MASH to illustrate some idea, make some point in conversation. In season one, Guy mentioned the same thing with Grown Ups 2. Back to the book. He'd come to think the show's character, Major Burns, embodied some kind of cataclysmic Armageddon-type theme that was slowly assembling itself on the program and progressively being hinted at and emerging in the gradual succession of seasons of this MASH. Back to our writer, much like the apocalyptic lore surrounding Brady the Rat King. All hail.
All hail.
Back to the book. The old man had tried to correspond with different past and present MASH personas in letters. Back to us. Tim and Guy have either contacted or tried to contact Tanya Romero, Patrick Schwarzenegger, Coffee Guy. Small editor's note here from Tim. It wasn't Tanya Romero that we tried to contact, but I can understand how you'd think that. Tanya Romero is the name of the character in We Are Your Friends, but Tanya is the name of the actor in Grown Ups 2, who we did successfully contact.
Who gets sculled with an ice cream scoop by Colin Quinn.
Got it. Back to the book. The old man generated... Oh, boy. Is Baroque the word got an O on the end of it? No, that's a different word.
No.
Baroquois theories about what it was that had, quote, underline, really happened to characters in the show. Back to us. What does CF mean? I'm struggling with some of the language.
You're doing great, buddy.
Theories CF. About what really... Oh, do you know?
No.
Theories about what really happened to certain characters in the segments, the James Buscemi Mystery Tour. What's he doing? Where's he off to? Getting sentimental with James Reed. And I hate to bother you people.
Hey.
Back to the book.
Nice. That never really took off, that one. But I stand by it.
He began writing notes in a notebook. As
I hate to bother you people, but I just shit my pants.
But only when viewing MASH. Back to us. Notebooks have several times been employed by Tim and or Guy for movie watching. This is the last one, Guy. Back to the book. He was working on a secret book that revised and explicated much of the world's military, medical, philosophical, and religious history by analogies to certain subtle and complex thematic codes in MASH. Back to us. Tim and Guy are working on a podcast that revised and explicated much of the world's military, medical, philosophical, and religious history by analogies to certain subtle and complex theme codes in Sex and the City. Grown Ups 2, We Are Your Friends, Sex and City 2. I hope you fine gentlemen are both in good health and good spirits. You are both fellows of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy, and I'm eternally grateful for the laughs you've brought me over the years. Say my name, Hamish. I made a real hash of reading that, Hamish. I apologise to you, but it was fucking cool, man.
Yeah.
I like being compared to a good book.
Congratulations also to David Foster Wallace for... Maybe he or someone he knows has watched MASH unrelentingly before, but pretty accurately capturing what that experience is. of the repeated viewings and how it becomes all consuming. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the character in the book would have, you know, I don't think that they would have done it entirely of their own volition like we did. So there's a point of difference there. But
it's also slightly different when you're dealing with a series that's got a lot more sort of story source material to dig into. You remember, what's that movie with the double dildos at the end?
Oh, Requiem
for a Dream.
Yeah.
You remember the mum and that, like, who's watching her stories on the TV as she's being addicted to speed or whatever?
Can we not talk about that movie, please? It's so grim.
I tried watching it again recently. So I've only ever watched it once when I was 17 up until... And I watched it hungover on a multi-store apartment, which was bad because I, you know, had some pretty dark thoughts afterwards. And I thought it would be time to revisit it a couple years ago with Zoe, and we watched it and we were like, nah.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to ever watch it again.
It's so crazy. I got one here, which is not actually from the Worst Idea page. Something, in spite of our incredibly litigious vetting system for messages, slipped through the cracks. And so Joe here took matters into his own hands and addressed one to my personal, or not my personal, but my comedy page.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to read it to you now. Dear Guy Stripey Tie, firstly, I'm a big fan of The Worst Idea of All Time, so much so that I reached out via Facebook Messenger in July to express how much I was enjoying a good old binge of what was a recent discovery at the time. Sadly, I never got a reply, and it doesn't appear that my message had been read. Secondly, I messaged that spindly wimble partner of yours, old Timbo, directly to try and point him in the direction of said messages, purely to hear both of your thoughts. Unfortunately, it seems the success and fame of his little empire has gone to his head, and I never even had that message read either.
Oh, boy.
I'm assuming it was lost in the tidal wave of screaming fans trying to get some airtime in the friend zone. I wasn't even after a friend zone. I only wanted to hear your voices, or rather, read your direct messages. Could you do this fanboy a solid and bring it to the attention of your other half just as and when you please, if at all? I'd sleep happy. From this bleeding boy to his favourite New Zealand comic, thank you. P.S. I only messaged Timbo before you, as I had quickly established through my listening that he is the tech savvy of the pair. The brains, if you will, to your pinky.
Clearly not.
Gee, I sure hope they had that kids cartoon in Auckland, The Pinky and the Brain, but if not, YouTube it. What a theme tune. P.P.S. I was going to write something more witty, but it's 12:30 here and I'm having a poo so I can go back to bed. Therefore, I wanted to wrap up quicker than planned. Gunfight. And then he corrected gunfight to goodnight.
From Joe. For some reason. Gunfight instead of goodnight. That's cool. I'm going to start using
that. Yeah, it's pretty good, eh?
Yeah.
And now what I've done is I have dug up the original correspondence. I've looked up his name in the messenger, and now I'm going to read his original message.
Awesome. Good work.
Hello, Tim and Guy. First of all, thank you for suffering through as you do just to make strangers and I'm sure loved ones laugh. You'd be surprised it is almost entirely strangers. Not that you're not loved by us, but the ones who are closest to us steer well clear. I'm in the 30s of the episodes for season 2 and wanted to get in touch with a piece of news from the UK. Sex and the City 2 had recently found its way to UK Netflix. I've been torn between watching it or washing my junk with a hedgehog. I chose the former. But I've been so keen to watch some of the most talked about scenes from your show, so I hovered over the thumbnail on the menu, and lo and behold, what scene should they have chosen for their little preview? It's Coffee Guy. I've watched the 10-second preview over and over, enjoying his capers, after which I genuinely no longer feel the need to ever even think about watching the film, as I've given away the best bit up front, unbeknownst to them. But honestly, thank you for your show. I'm still enjoying it, and I can't wait to hear what broken state this movie left you both in. My first podcast experience was my dad wrote a porno, and yours is honestly the only one to ever make me laugh out loud since that. You filled my big hole. Thank you. Yours, X.
Oh, Joe, I'm so glad you went and found that, Monty. That is beautiful. What a lovely message. Apart from the visual of cleaning your genitals with a spiky rodent. A hedgehog's probably not a rodent, is it? A little animal, a little creature.
No, I think it's vermin.
What's the difference between vermin and rodents? Rodents is probably a class and vermin's probably like a description.
Vermin sounds more like a species, right? A genus or something.
I would have thought rodent, like, would. I thought vermin was more, we think it's bad. But maybe in some other places around the world, different people are like, nah, it's not vermin. We keep them as pets.
I don't know,
man. Talking out neither. My bloody hole in my head. But that was very lovely, and I'm glad that you sort of pursued us, Joe. We do genuinely have no filter here. Like, according to us, we read all of them, you know? We don't pick and choose any. So if something slips through the cracks, it is always unintentional. And actually, there was a lovely guy called Mitchell, who's in the Navy now, who came to Hump Comedy last night off the back of hearing about the show on the Friend Zone. And he said a similar thing had happened to him. So I'm sorry to you, Mitchell. Thanks again for coming to the show. And to anyone else, just do what Joe did. Flick us another message and we'll find it and we'll read it.
Absolutely.
Just got a lovely donation here, unencumbered by a message from Stephen for $30, which is freaking heaps. Thank you so much. So maybe he sent a message separately that we will come across.
Anything's possible.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Here's a message from Greg. Greg writes, "Hello, you beautiful brave bastards. I've been listening to you boys for about a year now. I thought I might be able to make my way through the back catalogue and catch up before the end of season 4. Alas, at the time of writing this email, I'm only on episode 26, season 4. I'll be honest, boys, I love you two, but the two directors' commentaries were bloody hard work to listen to. God only knows what it must have been like to record." Oh, excuse me, a little burp there. Just wanted to thank you for all your hard work before you finish up again. I can't wait to see what happens next. I've chucked 10 of the Queen's pounds your way as a thank you and also as a bribe to hopefully get me a shameless plug for my own podcast. Here it bloody comes, Monty. As a lot of people have said before, I was inspired by you too, but it's nothing to do with the movies. The inspiration came from having a friend move away and wanting to stay connected with them. So much like you two, we wanted a reason to stay in touch. Our podcast is about a completely different kind of torture to yours, the torture of becoming fathers for the first time. We were both lucky enough to become fathers for the first time, 3 months apart. Our podcast is called Two Men and Their Babies. If anyone is interested in getting some terrible advice about fatherhood from two idiots that haven't got a clue as to what they're doing, they should check it out. The first 10 or so episodes aren't great, but you have to stick with it. We were trying to figure out how to do the whole podcast thing. The latter 10 or so, 10 or so after that are a massive improvement, if I do say so myself. Anyway, thanks a lot for everything, boys. Much love, Greg Birds. Say my name, bitch. Two Men and Their Babies is the name of that potty.
Oh, sorry, I was just letting out a yawn, not because of the message, just because of the time of day. Thank you, Greg. To be totally honest, I probably won't listen to the podcast, but I respect the premise. I feel like a lot of my friends are having children, and so I'm already exposed to a lot of that data in real time.
Yes. This could be helpful for you, though.
Nah, they're dealing with a different age bracket.
That's true.
It's incredible, really, how children dominate the conversational landscape as soon as they're on the scene. Don't you think?
In their presence or just by their mere existence?
By their mere existence.
Yeah. They're very important, I think.
Yeah. They are. There's no denying it. But are they as interesting as grown-ups?
I'd say no. Yeah, no, probably not. What is that about? I think this is one of those things, Monty, where, and maybe this is going to sound disparaging, and it's in no way supposed to. If anything, it's an indictment on those without children and things. But it's like you talk about the things that your life gets soaked up with, right? And if you've got a kid, you're dedicating all of your energy and mental space to that kid. So, of course, that's going to be the thing that's on top of your brain.
That's oh, absolutely.
The conversation that readily falls out. I've got a similar thing with my doggy, you know, sometimes. Talking about dogs. Never used to talk about dogs, but now I've got one.
No doubt. It's inevitable. Oh, God damn. I'm taking a while to wake up this morning.
You haven't had shower or anything, right?
No. I haven't done diddly. I ain't done diddly.
Hey, what do you think about that guy's approach of taking a shit at 12:30 a.m.?
Man, people are so obsessed with their body clocks and when, you know, I honestly, it's not dissimilar to my approach to reading books, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
You do it when you want.
Do what do.
I think I've got pretty healthy movements, mm-hmm. and I don't abide any particular body clock. I just sort of go when I got to go.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I reckon you go more than the average bear as well.
Yeah, I might do.
It's a good
I'm very susceptible to pre-show poos.
Mm-hmm.
There'll usually be at least one poo in the day around 10 minutes before I have to go on stage. You know, whatever that's about.
Does it help?
Yeah, big time.
Bit lighter on your feet?
Yeah, sometimes I won't wee before I go on stage if I'm doing a shorter set because it does give me a real sense of urgency.
A little life hack for budding comedians out there. Yeah.
Would you consider a show in Manchester? Big fan of the show from back in the Paddy Schwartz party time days. You guys made me want to visit New Zealand, although I'm too lazy to drive to London, apparently. That's from Dave. Thank you, Dave. Oh, and now, Tim, one of the most exciting parts of our morning, I've heard the door downstairs open.
Oh, does that bring to a close our proceedings today?
Not necessarily. We're going to hear the pitter-patter of approaching footsteps. I hope you're picking that up.
Is it Paige?
Oh, shit.
It's not Paige. It's Sam Campbell.
Sam Campbell, get him on a fucking microphone.
Hold on, Sam. Put these on.
Oh, hey, Jim. How are you?
Cambo. It's your old mate, Timbo. How are you?
Old mate? Yeah, I'm good.
Hey, don't do me dirty like that, mate. Come on, we're on a podcast. Feign a friendship with me, man. Come on.
Oh, far out. Okay. What's the theme?
What's
the genre?
This is...
Is it true crime? He did it.
No. Self-aggrandizement, I think. We just read letters from our fans about us. But
oh,
we read
right.
it ourselves, just to big ups ourselves.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah, it's a very un-Kiwi thing to do. How are you doing, Sam?
Nah, man, that sounds deadly. I'm good. I'm great.
What are you doing in the office this hour?
Oh, I've just come to sit. I'd leave my computer at the office so that there's no internet where I sleep.
Fuck, that's good.
So I've come to check. And then sometimes in the morning I'll have like 6 emails.
Mm-hmm.
Feels good.
take your shit, get to
I'll pass you back to the big Monty.
Bye, Cambo.
Thanks so much, Tim, and yeah, to all the listeners, get crazy.
Yeah, fucking A. He's not
there
wrong,
you go,
folks.
Words from Sam Campbell himself.
If anyone's listening in, probably the Antipodes, or does Sam go to the UK?
Yeah, Sam's just stuff? Sam's you, just come back from a long exile in the UK.
If you ever
he was booted out of Australia for trying too hard.
Dear listener, if you ever have the opportunity to see Sam Campbell live, you simply must, for he is one of the greatest among us.
That's right. I'd even go so far as actually at the conclusion of this Friend Zone, you could even put it in the show notes.
Yeah, check he's a link.
He's got one of my favourite gala sets from the Melbourne Gala this year.
Yeah.
Put it in there. He's a very naughty and silly young boy.
I will do that.
Hey, Sam.
Here's a message.
Just quickly, I'm just asking, okay. Sam, do you like me being here? No, yeah, I like that you're here.
Yeah. Did you like that note?
Yeah, was that from you?
Yeah, because you were talking about getting compliments all day.
Yeah. That was really nice. I took a photo of it on my phone before I went to sleep.
I was going to write a message from the Joker. And print it out, like,
rants
letters.
I thought
you might mess
with my computer. I would
Guy,
never
mess
you, with
your can computer. Can you sum up on microphone, because I'm not going to edit this out, can you surmise, just in case that didn't come through, get picked up on your mic, that exchange, and maybe read the thing that Sam wrote for you?
Yeah, sure. Well, yesterday I kept walking around saying, does anyone want to give me a compliment? And no one would, except for Jack, who would sometimes give me a compliment. And then I came back, I'd have shown Wollongong, and so when I got back last night, on top of my computer next to my bed, there was a note that said, "You truly are a great man, on you, Guy." Signed, everybody here at Junkyard HQ. And I've just found out that Sam is in fact responsible for this message. So not everyone at Junkyard has co-signed it. So I'll be verifying their opinions on this when they arrive at work. And this was the second idea that sprung to Sam's mind. The other one was to write a note in character as the Joker. A movie that he tells me he hasn't watched yet because he will become radicalized.
Yeah. I know how susceptible that kid is. He's not wrong. You beat up some cops.
Yeah, he's strong.
Strong boy.
Go ahead, Tim.
A message from Alan reads, "Hi, boys. I heard about your podcast through Deathblatt, but only got to listening late April this year, 2019. And it's been a real riot hearing you boys say there will be no season 4, even through my feed. Even though my feed very much says there is another season. Right now I'm on Friendzone 65. Many kisses. Hail Brady, Alan."
That was nice.
That might be our last one, I think, for this set. What do you think, yeah. Guy?
Sounds good. I just as I inch closer towards finishing the Facebook, I've got four more, so I'm going to read one more because I've got it open.
Sure. I've got some things to say as well before we depart.
Okay. "Hey, also, Chappies. You guys are mental with your movie marathon. Cannot wait to see you later. Both me and Kibble are coming, whom you were kind enough to do a birthday message for. That was 4 years ago, which is mental. All the best, boys." And that was from a guy called George, who we would have said hello to after the show. And the world a crazy place.
It certainly is. I'm sorry I don't immediately remember George in the top front of my mind, but fuck, good on you, mate. You and
you will be.
Hey, actually, on that, on birthday wishes and stuff, you know who's been pursuing me at the moment, Guy, and I just can't bring myself to do it?
Who?
Cameo, the app where if you're unfamiliar with Cameo, folks, it's people, celebrities of varying stripes and success levels, put themselves forward on this website where you can buy personalized video messages from them. And the person who runs our part of the world, but keeps messaging me being like, "Get on Cameo." I toyed with the idea of doing it. God knows I need the money, but fuck, man, I just can't reconcile There's something very gross about it.
Do it.
You know? Nah.
All I say to you is do it.
I'm not. I think I've decided I'm not gonna. Because realistically, if you want a video message from me, if you want a birthday message for your friend or something, just fire me a message.
No.
Just get in touch. I don't want to fucking charge for that.
Commodify yourself.
Nah, dude. It's not what this whole thing is about.
Well, I have not been asked, but I'm now going to send an email. And
you
can
get on it. I'll connect you with this woman. I'll be like, look, I'm not going to do it, but Monty will do it. I might take this back as well in a moment of weakness and be like, fuck it, I'll get on.
I think you will. I think you should.
It's a funny idea, but there's something that just doesn't sit very well with me about the whole thing. Now, what I've been toiling away with in the background a little bit is we took video of our live shows that we recently did across America. Some of them were filmed really well because it was just me doing it. I just whacked up some cameras, and in a lot of cases, the footage is out of focus. So some of them look a lot better than others, but I'm trying to, at the moment, edit them together, put them into some sort of, you know, bit of a watchable thing. Sorry, Rufus is locked in here and just needed to be let out. And I'm going to biff them on the Patreon for anyone who's giving $5 or more. So as a thank you to our Patreon pals who have been supporting our plight, or if you want to jump in right now, you'll get access to that. You just got to be giving $5 a month or more on our Patreon. And if you do that as well, you get access to all the episodes without ads, and you get some bonus content. You get things earlier than everyone else as well. It's truly a great place to be. The bonus content is we make a sort of a separate podcast for the Patreon pals where they decide for us at a certain funding level, those upper echelon, if they're giving, I think it's $10 or more a month, they decide what movie we're going to watch. And then we do a review of that. And there's been some absolute pearlers in there. My favorite recently, Guy, Hot Ticket to Hawaii. Was that the name of it?
Yeah, and that is a really fun movie. You don't even need to, by all means, listen to our opinion on it. But independent of anyone else, you can just watch that and you'll have a great time.
Sick ass movie. Problematic? Sure. But also very watchable. So with that, dear listeners, I will bid you adieu for now and tell you that Overlooked and Undercooked Season 2 is coming out impendingly, like, you know, tomorrow it begins. Oh,
amazing. That's very exciting.
Very exciting stuff.
When's this going live, Tim?
Today.
Oh, nice. Well, I might as well quickly say that if you're in Sydney, I am doing a show later tonight, an improvised stand-up show at 7 p.m. at Giant Dwarf in Redfern. If you go to Giant Dwarf's website, you can still get tickets. And if you're in Wellington, I'm coming to do my solo show there on the 27th of October. Be close to the last time I do it, I hope. I love the show, but I'm sick of the jokes. That is a bad bit of promo.
You've done it a lot, to be fair. Yeah. Do you know how many times you've done that show?
No idea, but it just keeps going, and that's cool. Also, if you want a customized video of me in character as Bill Cosby's wife, Camille, look me up on camille.com/ Guy Montgomery, and we're going to have a lot of laughs. We're going to have a lot of fun.
All right, everyone. See you on the next time. And see you soon in Overlooked and Undercooked. Goodbye.
Well, it's the friend zone. With Tim and Guy, come to the friend zone and have a good time. Yes, it's the friend zone. With Tim and Guy, cause making friends is the best idea of all time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things.
Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.